Welcome to Talk of the Town. I'm your host, Dalton Spence. Joining us today is Dr. Everett Piper. Dr. Piper is running for District 1 County Commissioner for Osage County. Dr. Piper, why are you running for County Commissioner?
Well, first of all, thank you for having me on. I always enjoy coming and talking to y'all. You guys are doing a great job of covering the news in Washington County, Osage County, and whatnot. So thank you. Why am I running for county commissioner? Well, number one, because I had a number of people call me and ask me to. Most people listening to the show probably remember that I served as president of Oklahoma Wesleyan University for some 17 years. I started in 2002, and Marcy and I had a great ride, and we decided to retire in 2019. So I was minding my own business, proving I wasn't very smart, throwing good money after bad at horses and cows out on our little postage stamp of ranch land out in Osage County, southwest of the Copan Dam, and I got a phone call from a few folks saying, would you come out of retirement and run for county commissioner? We have some things that we'd like to see fixed, and we think that your experience in managing and leading organizations, people, and specifically Oklahoma Wesleyan University, solving its budget problems, creating a strategic plan, showing people respect, giving them the dignity that they deserve as you lead and direct an organization. We think that that skill set would come in handy in the county commissioner seat here in District 1. So I thought about it, talked to my wife about it, and her response was rather surprising. And I don't mean to sound like I'm tooting my own horn here, but the fact of the matter is I've been asked over the years to run for a number of things because I'm involved in political commentary. I write for the Washington Times as one of their opinion writers, and I do my own radio show. It's called The Rebellion. Airs on a different station. I won't mention which one. Kevin Potter won't like it if I say it here. But I'm involved in political debate and political commentary. I get involved in the market square of ideas because I think it matters. So people have asked me to run for office over the years for higher office, quote unquote. And I've always said, no, I don't want to. I don't want to campaign. It's not in my sweet spot. I don't want to do that. And my wife fully agreed with my decision to stay away from a run for the Senate or the Congress, for example. But when I talked to her about this inquiry that I was receiving from some folks in Osage County for the commissioner's seat, her immediate response was, well, why don't you do it? It's an opportunity for us to serve the people that we've chosen as our neighbors. So I decided to give it a shot. I do think that some of the leadership background, the resume, the vita that I've built up over the years might come in handy in terms of addressing some of the leadership organizational issues and budget issues of Osage County.
And with the budget thing being said, how are you expecting to run your budget, if you've gotten to look at any of that?
Well, the interesting thing, and as I've asked this question while I've been out campaigning over the course of almost the last year, what is the budget for District 1? When you ask that question to the average citizen, if you have a town hall meeting in Scheidler or Avant or Barnstall or over in McCord or in Pawhuska or whatnot, when you ask that question, does anybody in this room know what the budget is for District 1? You get blank stares. And I think that's unacceptable. The citizens should know what the budget is, and they should know it in simple terms. And when I say they should know the budget, I don't think that they should know or want to know every single line item. But what they should know and what should be readily available is a budget that has revenue, expenses, cash reserves, and debt. Just four numbers. And that should be based on at least the past five-year average. So what is the revenue over the course of the last 5 years? What's the average? What are your expenses? Do you have any cash reserves, and is there any accrued debt? People should know that. That's the way you run your personal budget. If you're not aware of those things, you're in trouble. You're going to go bankrupt. You're not going to have enough money to do what you think you can do. You're going to be living paycheck to paycheck rather than living off of a budget. So I think those basic things need to be made public on one sheet of paper: revenue, expenses, cash reserves, and debt. And then you can start making decisions as to the priorities of the county, of the district, accordingly, based on that budget.
Okay, and what are some of your major priorities you have?
Well, the one thing that I've heard time and time again is what the people consider a priority. And frankly, I think the answer to your question shouldn't be, what are my priorities? The answer to your question should be, okay, my priorities frankly don't matter. The people's priorities should take priority over anything that I think or assume should be a priority. And what do the people say time and time and time and time again as I've gone to door to door to hundreds of doors across District 1? Roads. Roads and roads. There are three priorities that people have right now. Roads, roads, and roads. And second to that would be the fairgrounds. They want to see some improvements in the fairgrounds, the facilities, the management, the pricing structure and whatnot, the budget, and they want their roads addressed. They want better roads.
Okay, okay. And what do you think will be the biggest challenge overall for this position?
Well, that's an interesting question. It's a good question, I suppose. I think that's an opportunity for me to establish my priorities. You asked me that in a previous question.
Okay.
So the biggest challenge, I'm going to spin that if I can and say my priorities in tackling the issues, whether they're challenges or just opportunities, I guess we could discuss that or debate what they are, would be to treat people with respect, to tell them the truth, to get them involved in the information, to communicate with them, and let them know what's going on, and involve them as much as possible in setting the priorities for their local communities. For example, why don't we have a town hall meeting with a committee of people that's been assigned to Scheidler, Burbank, Webb City area, another committee that's going to cover Avant and Barnstall, and then there's Winona and Pawhuska and McCord and Burbank. Did I already mention Burbank? Maybe I did. You have Bowring and Whippoorwill. The list goes on and on. The people in those given communities, they know what their priorities are, what their issues are, and they need to be respected. They need to be heard. They need to be told very forthrightly what the money is and what the money isn't. You can't afford to do everything, but if you share the facts with folks and you're honest with them and you treat them with dignity and respect and you hear them, my experience in being a college president at Oklahoma Wesleyan University is 80-85% of your problems go away because you told people the truth, you shared the facts with them, you respected them, and you involved them as best as you can in the decision, the final outcome of what you're going to do.
All right. And with that being said, 17 years of Oklahoma Wesleyan University, and wow, that is a very long time.
It is, especially, you know. I'm not gonna out you here on the radio and tell people how old you are, but in your lifespan, that is a huge period
right.
of time, right? So I think, and I've lost the data now, at one time I would have told you that the average tenure for a college president in the United States was about 6 years. You usually don't last much longer than that because it's difficult. You have a lot of competing constituencies when you're running a university or a college. In fact, Peter Drucker, the sagely old guru of organizational management, who was the guy that everybody went to for nearly half a century, he was asked at the later stage of his life if he had ever stumbled across any organization that he felt was impossible to lead. And this leadership guru said, yes, the college, because it's dysfunctional by design. There are competing constituencies. You have faculty, staff, students, board members, donors, parents, the church members, all of them competing, thinking that they're the boss. And it's very difficult to survive in that leadership dynamic. But the interesting thing is, succeeding in that particular arena, I think, is very similar to the possibility of succeeding as a leader within a county government and local government, because you have competing constituencies there. Sometimes you just have to figure out a way to listen to people, all of whom think that they should have a voice in the decision because their tax dollars are in play and they should have a voice. So you've got to figure out how to manage your way through those competing constituencies and try to do what's best for the group.
Yeah, I was wondering if running a county or being a county commissioner is somewhat kind of like being a university college president, just because you've got all your different students and then you've got your different towns with the counties and stuff, and they're gonna think, hey, we deserve some love, which everyone does, obviously,
right? And I think there are some parallels there. I guess I'll, if I happen to win on November 8th, which is Election Day, I guess I'll find out what kind of parallels and similarities there are. And I'll obviously see where there are some differences, too. But that's what good leaders do. They go into a situation, they evaluate it, they listen to people, they involve the team in the ultimate plan, and then they move forward.
All right. I'm going to have to re-interview whenever, if that time comes, if you are elected, just to see an update on if that guess is true or not.
Well, and I welcome that, because back to one of my key points, communicate, communicate, communicate. Tell people what you're going to do, then do it, and then tell them what you did, and keep communicating over and over and over again. Involve them, get their input, adjust as you need to meet the demands, the needs of the community, and then keep communicating over and over again. You cannot communicate too much. Good leaders communicate.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being here today and joining us. That was Dr. Everett Piper, running for District 1 County Commissioner in Osage County. So thank you so much for joining us, Dr. Piper.
Thanks a bunch for having me on.
Sir.